Chapter 1. Obtaining a Connecticut Driver's License. In this chapter, we will go over obtaining a learner's permit, steps to obtaining your driver's license, types of Connecticut driver's licenses, and services for drivers with disabilities. Obtaining a Connecticut Driver's License. Obtaining a learner's permit. This manual provides information needed to drive a passenger vehicle. If you want a license to drive a commercial or public service vehicle, such as a truck or a bus, you need to read the Connecticut Driver's License Manual. If you want an endorsement to drive a motorcycle, you need to read the Motorcycle Operator's Manual. Due to the continuous changes in DMV laws, you should always check the DMV website at ct.gov/DMV for the most up-to-date information. Managing your teen's driving experience. The DMV Commissioner's Advisory Committee on Teen Safe Driving wants parents to know, crashes kill teens. Motor vehicle crashes are the number one cause of death for 15 to 19-year-old teenagers. Most teen crashes occur during the first 2 years of having their license. The first 6 months are the most dangerous for newly licensed teens. Provide as much supervised practice as you can during the licensing period. Brain development. Research shows that the portion of the brain that assesses risk and danger does not fully develop until the mid-20s. Teens are risk-takers, lacking the experience, judgment, and maturity to recognize many potentially hazardous situations. Passenger restrictions. Enforce at-home state laws on passenger restrictions. Crash risk goes up when teens drive with other teens in the car. This risk also increases with the number of passengers, whether siblings, family, or friends, in the vehicle. Restrict night driving. Fatal crashes are more likely to occur at night. Young drivers are at higher risk for drowsy driving, which causes thousands of crashes each year. Enforce the state curfew. It's the law. Require your teen to buckle up. Teens have the lowest rate of seatbelt use. The simplest way to prevent car crash deaths and serious injuries is to buckle up. No drinking and driving. Connecticut has a zero-tolerance law for teens drinking and driving. Even one drink impairs a teen's driving ability and increases the risk of a crash. Be a good role model. Don't drink and drive, and reinforce this message with your teens. Teach your teen about distracted driving. Talking on the phone or with passengers, texting, dialing radio stations, unrestrained pets, and other distracting activities in the car increase the risk of a serious crash. Vehicle selection matters. Avoid having your teen drive high-performance vehicles or older model vehicles that lack improved safety technologies. Financial liability. Make your teen aware of the financial consequences of a crash or a citation, including higher family insurance rates and liability for injuries or damage. No Connecticut teen driving laws. The teen driving laws are explained in this manual. More information, including teens talking to teens videos created as part of the DMV Teen Safe Driving Video Contest, can be found at ct.gov/teendriving. Get involved. Be a role model. Establish your own household rules and consequences. Stick to them no matter the hassle you receive from your teens. Your determination could save their lives. First-time drivers. A learner's permit is required before 16 and 17-year-olds begin practicing driving. Drivers 18 years of age or older are not required to obtain a learner's permit before practicing with a licensed driver. A permit holder must carry a learner's permit whenever he or she is operating a vehicle. Connecticut law requires anyone, regardless of age, who has not previously held a license in Connecticut or who does not hold a valid license issued by another state, to take an 8-hour safe driving practices course at a Connecticut commercial driving school before he or she can obtain a license. DMV will issue a new photo image learner's permit for all qualified applicants. To obtain a learner's permit, you must be between 16 and 17 years of age. You must pass both a vision and a 25-question knowledge test. You must have the consent of your parent, legal guardian, or certain other persons as listed in Section 14-36C of the Connecticut General Statutes. You must present your certified U.S. birth certificate or valid passport, in addition to one form of identification from the list on page 10 of the printed version of the Connecticut Driver's Manual. Photocopies and/or laminated documents are not acceptable. You must provide two original documents to prove your home is in Connecticut. P.O. Box is not acceptable. Verification may be in the form of your utility bill, mortgage document, lease or rental agreement, or postmarked mail, such as magazines or letters. You must present your Social Security card or recent W-2 form to prove your Social Security number in accordance with state and federal laws. The permit is valid until you obtain a driver's license or turn 18 years of age, whichever comes first. An applicant for a learner's permit must meet the health and fitness standards for license holders. An applicant who has physical or medical conditions that may affect his or her capability to operate a motor vehicle safely will be required to undergo a review of his or her conditions. A favorable review must be obtained prior to issuance of the learner's permit. Therefore, to avoid the possibility of delay in the issuance of a learner's permit, it is recommended the applicant or applicant's parent or legal guardian contact the DMV Driver Services Division at 860-263-5720 as far in advance of making the application as possible. Learner's Permit Fees. When you apply for your learner's permit, you must pay a $40 fee for your vision, knowledge, and road test, and a $19 fee for your permit. Learner's Permit Passenger Restrictions. The person giving instruction to the learner's permit holder must sit in the front passenger seat next to the learner and must be alert and ready to take over control of the vehicle. The safe operation of the vehicle is the responsibility of both the instructor and the driver. The following restrictions apply to all learner's permit holders, regardless of when they received their permit. For the entire time a driver holds a learner's permit, he or she may not have any passengers except for a licensed driving instructor giving instruction and others accompanying that instructor. One person who is providing instruction and is at least 20 years old, has held a driver's license for 4 or more consecutive years, and whose license has not been suspended during the 4 years prior to training. Parents or legal guardian may accompany the instructor. Passenger restrictions do not apply during the actual time when a learner's permit holder is receiving specific instruction from a licensed driver instructor from a commercial driving school or driver education program. Failure to follow the rules pertaining to a learner's permit may result in a permit suspension. Driver education requirements. 16 and 17-year-old applicants. All 16 and 17-year-old applicants for a driver's license must complete a driver training program through one of the following: a licensed commercial driving school, a secondary school program, or a home training program and 8-hour course on safe driving practices, including 2 hours of parent training. Parent training requirements. A parent or legal guardian of a teen who obtains a learner's permit on or after August 1, 2008, is required to complete 2 hours of instruction with his or her teen concerning the laws governing drivers under age 18 and the dangers of teen driving. This course may be offered by a commercial driving or secondary school and will be included in the 8-hour program already required for all 16 and 17-year-olds. Commercial driving school or secondary school training. Classes offered through a Connecticut commercial or secondary school licensed and approved by DMV consist of 30 hours of classroom instruction and at least 40 hours of behind-the-wheel, on-the-road training for teens with a learner's permit. After successful completion of the courses, the school will issue you a course completion certificate, Form CS1. This certificate is required in order for you to be eligible for the road test. Applicants who successfully complete driver education through a commercial driving school or a secondary school must wait 120 days after the issuance of a learner's permit before taking the road test. Home training program. Applicants for home training must train with an instructor who is at least 20 years of age or older and who has held the license for 4 or more years prior to training, which has not been suspended during the 4-year period. Home training may be done by one of the following people: parent, grandparent, foster parent or legal guardian, or a spouse of a married minor applicant. If the applicant has none of the above, providing the person is qualified, home training may be done by an uncle or aunt, brother or sister, or step-parent. The home instructor must sign a statement at the time of the road test, which states that the applicant has obtained a learner's permit and successfully completed at least 30 hours of course study, including an 8-hour safe driving practices class at a Connecticut commercial driving or secondary school. The home training course must cover all of the material in this manual and such other information on driver education that is deemed necessary for a person to know in order to safely operate a motor vehicle under present-day driving conditions. A student driver must also be given at least 40 hours of behind-the-wheel, on-the-road instruction, as well as completing the 2-hour parent training class accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. In addition, home-trained applicants must also show a course completion certificate, Form CS1A, from a local secondary school or commercial driving school of an approved 8-hour course that includes a minimum of 4 hours on the following. The nature and the medical, biological, and physiological effects of alcohol and drugs and their impact on the operator of a motor vehicle, the dangers associated with the operation of a motor vehicle after the consumption of alcohol or drug abuse, problems of alcohol and drug abuse, and the penalties for alcohol and drug-related motor vehicle violations, and a 2-hour mandatory parent training class. This 8-hour course requirement is also necessary for 16 and 17-year-old licensed drivers from out of state who wish to obtain a license in Connecticut. Applicants who receive the full 30 hours of classroom training must also receive at least 8 hours of behind-the-wheel training from a Connecticut commercial driving school to be eligible to begin testing for a driver's license in 120 days. All other applicants must wait 180 days after the issuance of the learner's permit before taking the driver's exam. All applicants who are 16 or 17 years of age must have at least 40 hours of behind-the-wheel, on-the-road training. This training may be accomplished by any combination of professional driving school instruction or home training. Applicants 18 years of age or older. A person 18 years of age or older can practice driving without a learner's permit as long as his or her privilege to drive hasn't been suspended or revoked. However, the person must be under the instruction and, while driving, be accompanied by a commercial driving school instructor, secondary school instructor, or a person 20 years of age or older who has held a license which has not been suspended for 4 or more consecutive years prior to training. Training certificates are not required for applicants who are 18 years of age or older. All applicants 18 years of age or older who have not previously held a license in Connecticut or who do not hold a valid license issued by another state will be required to take an 8-hour course on safe driving practices and present a certificate showing proof of attending this course. Steps to obtaining your driver's license. Preparing for your driver's test. DMV offices conduct knowledge testing for operator licensing on a walk-in basis. After you successfully pass the knowledge test, you will be able to schedule an appointment for the road test. Please check ct.gov/dmv/offices for a convenient location for taking the knowledge and road tests. Applicants must be prepared with all the necessary documents before the knowledge test is administered. To begin testing, you will need the following. Identification. You must present your certified U.S. birth certificate or valid passport in addition to one form of identification from the following list of acceptable forms of identification as listed on page 10 of the printed version of the Connecticut Driver's Manual. At least one document must include your photograph or have both your full legal name and date of birth. Two forms of the same identification will not be accepted. Identification being presented must be in the name in which you are applying. Photocopies and/or laminated documents are not acceptable. If an applicant has been issued a Connecticut non-driver identification card, it must be surrendered when the new credential is issued. In addition to these forms of identification, you will need proof of full legal name, an original or certified copy of a court order, marriage or civil union certificate, marriage or civil union dissolution, or certificate of adoption is required to prove your full legal name where it is different than shown on the birth certificate or passport. You must provide 2 original documents to prove your home is in Connecticut. P.O. Box is not acceptable. Verification may be in the form of your utility bill, mortgage document, lease or rental agreement, or postmarked mail such as magazines or letters dated within 90 days. Social Security card or recent W-2 form. Physical disability requires a favorable medical certificate to be submitted on the appropriate DMV form. For additional information, please contact the Medical Review Division at 860-263-5223. License fees. If you have a photo learner's permit, you must pay $72 for a 6-year license or $84 for a 7-year license, depending on your birth year, after you pass the road test. If you are 18 or older, you must pay a $40 testing fee for the vision, knowledge, and road tests. Then, once you pass the road test, you must pay the above fees, $72 or $84 respectively, for your license. You must also bring the required form, a completed application for non-commercial driver's license, Form R229. If you are 16 or 17 years old, you will also need the following. Proof of driver training. A permit holder must show proof of completion of a driver's education course. If home trained, a completed CS1 that certifies the student has attended an 8-hour course on safe driving practices. Connecticut Commercial Driving School Certificate, or a Connecticut Secondary Driving School Certificate. Proof of parental training. A parent or legal guardian of a teen who obtains a learner's permit on or after August 1st, 2008 is required to complete 2 hours of instruction concerning the laws governing drivers under age 18 and the dangers of teen driving. This course may be offered by a commercial or secondary driving school and will be included in the 8-hour program already required for all 16 and 17-year-olds. Learner's Permit. A learner's permit issued at least 180 days prior to taking your tests, or 120 days prior if you have completed a commercial or secondary school driver training course. Parental consent. You must bring your parent or legal guardian with you or provide a completed form 2D signifying consent of your parent, legal guardian, or certain other persons as listed in Section 14-36C of the Connecticut General Statutes. A clearance letter from DMV Medical Review Division, only if required. The Knowledge Test. The Knowledge Test consists of 25 questions, and you need 20 correct answers to pass. If you are 16 or 17, you must pass a Knowledge Test before you receive your learner's permit. The test is based on the information contained in this manual. Sample tests are available on the DMV website at ct.gov/DMV. The Vision Test. Good vision is a must for safe driving. You drive based on what you see. If you cannot see clearly, you will have trouble identifying traffic and road conditions, spotting potential trouble, or reacting in a timely manner. Vision is so important that Connecticut requires that you pass a vision test before you get a driver's license. The eye test evaluates acuity, peripheral vision, and depth and color perception. The minimum vision requirements for all classes of license are at least 20/40 with or without glasses or contact lenses. If the applicant is blind in one eye, the other eye must be at least 20/40 with a minimum visual field of 100 degrees or more. Persons with monocular vision do not qualify for certain special licenses or endorsements. Other important aspects of vision are side vision. You need to see out of the corner of your eye. This lets you spot vehicles and other potential trouble on either side of you while you look ahead. Because you cannot focus on things to the side, you must also use your side mirrors or glance to the side if necessary. Judging distances and speeds. Even if you can see clearly, you still may not be able to judge distances or speeds very well. In fact, you are not alone. Many people have problems judging distances and speeds. It takes a lot of practice to be able to judge both. It is especially important in knowing how far you are from other vehicles and in judging safe openings when merging and when passing on two-laned roads. Night vision. Many people who can see clearly in the daytime have trouble seeing at night. It is more difficult for drivers to see at night than in the daytime. Some drivers have problems with glare while driving at night, especially with the glare of oncoming headlights. If you have problems seeing at night, don't drive more than is necessary and be careful when you do. Because seeing well is so important to safe driving, you should have your eyes checked every year or two by an eye specialist. You may never know when you have poor vision unless your eyes are tested. If you need to wear glasses or contact lenses for driving, remember to always wear them when you drive. If your driver's license says you must wear corrective lenses and you are stopped by a law enforcement officer while not wearing them, you may be issued a citation. Hearing can be helpful to safe driving as well. The sound of horns, a siren, or screeching tires can warn you of danger. Hearing problems, like bad eyesight, can come on so slowly that you do not notice them. Drivers who know that they are deaf or have hearing problems can adjust to be safe drivers. These drivers learn to rely more on their vision and tend to stay more alert. Studies have shown that the driving records of hearing-impaired drivers are just as good as those drivers with good hearing. The road test. After successfully passing the vision test and knowledge test, you will be able to schedule an appointment for the road test. Please check ct.gov/dmv/offices for a convenient location. At the time of the road test, you must appear at the office with a vehicle that is appropriate for the license class of which you are applying, that is mechanically safe, and have a valid registration and proof of insurance. a non-licensed operator cannot drive to the test location alone. A long-term leased vehicle may be used for a road test if the vehicle has proof of insurance identifying the vehicle and the registrant. Only those long-term leased vehicles that are properly insured may be used for driver's testing. If you do not have a valid driver's license, you cannot test in a rented vehicle. If the test vehicle is found to be in an unsafe operating condition, no behind-the-wheel evaluation will be conducted. The applicant will be given a no-fee card for a retest at a future date. Road tests may be conducted if minor defects are found. The road test evaluates your ability to properly adjust seats, mirrors, steering wheel, and seatbelts, your operation of the vehicle equipment, such as windshield wipers and washers, heater and defroster, parking brake, headlights, and high beams, and the horn, response to traffic control signs and signals, signaling, interaction with other motorists, including yielding the right of way, and response to emergency vehicles, backing and or parking the vehicle, proficiency in basic driving skills such as turns, ability to recognize any warning lights that may be displayed on your instrument panel, and other driving maneuvers at the direction of the agent or inspector. Things you should know before taking your test. Speed. What is an acceptable and proper speed, and how to maintain that speed. Turning. Which lane you should turn into, which lane you should drive in, and which lane you should turn from. Right of way. When and to whom you must yield the right of way, and recognize when it is being yielded to you. Stopping. When you must stop for a yellow traffic signal, and when it is permissible to keep going. Backing. How to safely control your car while driving in reverse. And parking. Park in and exit any style parking space, as well as park next to a curb, in front, behind, or between cars, and the proper way to park on a hill. Things you should remember during your test. Follow the directions you were given. Prior to entering the test vehicle, observe nearby parked cars, people, or objects that could affect your ability to safely put the car in motion. Make sure you can see clearly through the windows and in the mirrors. They should be cleaned and defogged. Apply the brake before you shift the car in gear from the park position. Accelerate and/or shift smoothly, maintaining good control of the vehicle. Bring the car up to driving speed in a reasonable amount of time. Maintain a space cushion around your vehicle that is appropriate for the existing speed, road, and traffic conditions. In normal traffic situations, you should be able to bring your vehicle to a stop by smoothly and safely applying your brakes. Use the turn signals every time it is appropriate and be able to demonstrate hand signals. Be aware of other traffic and pedestrians every time you make a turn, and your speed should always be adjusted for the turn. You should have had enough experience and training to enable you to determine what your best course of action should be in a particular driving situation. Be alert to what is happening around you. Pay for your license. The expiration date and cost for your license depends on the month and year you were born. Acceptable forms of payment at the DMV branch offices are cash, money orders, personal checks, debit and credit cards, and bank checks. Please make all checks payable to DMV. Restrictions for 16 and 17-year-old drivers. Passenger restrictions. The following restrictions are imposed on 16 and 17-year-old drivers who have received their driver's license. During the first 6 months, the newly licensed driver may not have any passengers in the vehicle except for a licensed driving instructor, his own parents or legal guardian, at least one whom holds a valid driver's license, or one person who is at least 20 years old, has held the driver's license for 4 or more consecutive years, and whose license has not been suspended during the 4 years preceding the time of being transported. Parents or legal guardian may accompany the instructor. During the second 6 months, months 7 through 12, the only additional passengers allowed in the vehicle are members of the driver's immediate family. Hour restrictions. Curfew. 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., unless the teen is driving for employment, school, religious activities, medical necessity, or if the individual is an assigned driver in the Safe Ride program. Please note, these passenger and curfew restrictions do not apply to active members of a volunteer fire company or department, a volunteer ambulance service or company, or an emergency medical service organization who are responding to an emergency call or carrying out duties as an active member, or if the individual is an assigned driver in the Safe Ride program. Other restrictions. In addition to the laws above, learner's permit holders and 16 and 17-year-old licensed drivers may not transport more passengers than the number of seatbelts in the vehicle, operate any vehicle that requires a public passenger transportation permit or a vanpool vehicle, use a cell phone, even if it's hands-free, or mobile electronic device while driving, transport any passenger on a motorcycle for 6 months after the issuance of a motorcycle endorsement. Types of Connecticut driver's licenses. Non-commercial driver's license. A non-commercial driver's license is known and designated as Class D. Unless restrictions appear on the license, a Class D license may be used to operate any motor vehicle except a commercial motor vehicle. Commercial driver's licenses. Class A license. Combination vehicles. Any combination of vehicles with gross combination weight rating of 26,001 or more pounds falls in Class A, providing the gross weight rating of the vehicles being towed is in excess of 10,000 pounds. Most Class A vehicles are trucks, such as a tractor-trailer or truck and trailer combination. However, tractor-trailer buses may be found in a few communities. Driving a Class A vehicle requires considerably more skill and knowledge than driving vehicles in Classes B and C. Since these skills include those required to drive a Class B and C vehicle, a driver who has a Class A license also may drive vehicles in Classes B and C. Class B license. Heavy straight vehicles. Any single vehicle with a gross combination weight rating of 26,001 or more pounds, or any such vehicle towing another vehicle of no more than 10,000 pounds, falls in Class B. Class B includes straight trucks and large buses, including articulated buses. Safely driving these heavy vehicles requires considerably more knowledge and skill than driving the small trucks and buses found in Class C. Since they include the skills required to drive Class C vehicles, drivers who have qualified for a Class B license may also drive vehicles in Class C. Class C license. Small vehicles. Any single vehicle with a gross combination weight rating of less than 26,001 pounds, or any such vehicle towing another vehicle of no more than 10,000 pounds, falls in Class C. However, vehicles of this size are included in the CDL program only if they are designed to carry 16 or more passengers, including the driver, or used to transport hazardous materials in quantities requiring placarding under the hazardous materials regulations. There are a great variety of vehicles in Class C. Some large Class C vehicles may require more skill and knowledge to operate than do the smaller ones. However, the licensing category is based principally on the type of cargo carried. Because of the seriousness of an accident involving hazardous materials or human passengers, the safe operation of even the smaller vehicles in Class C requires special knowledge. Therefore, the drivers of such vehicles must have a commercial driver's license. All commercial drivers who drive certain types of vehicles or haul certain types of cargo must add endorsements to their CDL licenses to show that they have the specialized knowledge required for those operations. There are 5 kinds of CDL endorsements that may be required, depending on the vehicle or type of cargo. No person under 18 years of age may be issued a CDL. For more information on CDLs, please see Connecticut's Commercial Driver's Manual. Services for Drivers with Disabilities. Limited Licenses Program. The Connecticut DMV, with the help of its Medical Advisory Board, a group of medical doctors who volunteer their time, has developed a limited driver's license program. This licensing program is for the person whose physical abilities, for whatever reason, have changed since his or her initial licensing. It also allows the DMV to issue new licenses to persons who previously would not have qualified for a license. Before a limited license is issued to a person, reports made by one or more physicians must be submitted, and the person may be required to pass an on-the-road skills test with a DMV inspector. Even though a person may have certain conditions or limitations, that person still may be able to drive a motor vehicle safely if such conditions have been stabilized and are monitored by such person's physician. Information regarding license, health, and fitness standards should be directed to the DMV Driver Services Division, which will advise as to the information that may be required to be filed depending on a person's condition. It is recommended that any person having a mental, medical, or physical condition, impairment, or disability that affects such person's driving capabilities contact the Driver Services Division at least 4 months prior to applying for a Connecticut license, whether a new driver or a new resident. For further information, please contact the Driver Services Division at 860-263-5723. Health standards are more stringent for the holder of a commercial driver's license or the holder of a license to operate a vehicle carrying passengers. A limited license may contain one or more of the following restrictions, which will be noted on the license document and which permit operation of a motor vehicle. During the period of daylight beginning a half an hour before sunrise and ending a half an hour after sunset, when a person is using corrective lenses as prescribed by a licensed optometrist or ophthalmologist, on highways that are not limited access highways, in a motor vehicle having an automatic transmission, in a motor vehicle equipped with external mirrors located on both the left and right sides of the vehicle to reflect to the vehicle operator a view of the highway at least 200 feet to the rear, and in a motor vehicle having special controls or equipment. Disabled driving trainer services. Connecticut offers training services for permanent state residents who are disabled and may still have the ability to drive using special adaptive equipment. Residents interested in the program should contact the State Department of Social Services Bureau of Rehabilitation Services at 860-424-4844.